Week 12. Guys, there are still waiver wire targets that can help you get to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. We're going to tell you all about them. Let's get straight to the show.
Welcome to the Fantasyland Football Podcast.
All right, all right, all right, all right. Mm-hmm. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is Tuesday, the 24th of November. My name is Zach, and this is Badaki, and yep. We are glad that you would join us on the Fantasyland Football Podcast. Monday Night Football last night, Badaki.
Wow.
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 Look, wow.
There's a lot of names to say, but really the only one I want to say is Roberto Woods. Roberto Woods.
Roberto.
Wow.
Woods.
Look, Roberto Woods did his thing. Roberto Woods did his thing. It was Cooper Kupp as well. It was really just those two guys that kind of led the way. They both had 28 targets combined. Crazy, crazy, crazy targets, and 55 points combined as well. These guys should have 1 year fantasy games.
Yeah, honestly, surely. this is kind of what you expected when you drafted these guys.
Yeah,
so high. You drafted them pretty high, probably end of third, beginning of fourth. Mm-hmm. And this is the kind of games that you expected from them. High targets, lots of yards, touchdowns. And I guess it hasn't been that way, but this is a good night if you are an owner of one of these guys. Man, the Bucks drop another one. I am slowly starting to feel like this is not a Super Bowl contender.
Right.
Want to be wrong, but I feel like it is only the regular season.
Yeah.
But they're losing a lot of games in ways that you don't like to see.
No.
They should have won that game.
Yeah. I think it's a bit hard. Like, Tom is looking, he's on the field, he's looking, and he's seeing all these guys that can make plays. He's like, I want to throw it to him, he can make a play. I want to throw it to him, he can make a play. But, you know, he's throwing it to the person that is either...
Too many options.
In double coverage, making the play and doing extra work. You know, like, he's just making his receivers do extra work, it looks like.
Yeah.
So, it's hard to say. I still think if they make it to the playoffs, they have a really good defense, I think.
Oh, yeah. They'll definitely make it to the playoffs. I'm just not sure that they are an actual Super Bowl contender. But regardless, we love the Bucks. We love the GOAT, Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Dropped two picks last night, but it is what it is. Let's talk about need to know news.
What is going on here?
What is going on in the National Football League? Mm-hmm. What is the need to know news? No goss, strictly news, Badaki. Austin Eckler. Wow.
That's huge.
This is big news. If you're Elijah Burns and you're listening to this podcast, that's one of our league mates in our league that we cover. You just got Austin Eckler in a trade.
Yeah, I just got Austin
Elijah Eckler. Burns. Mm-hmm. And this has got to be stinging for anyone who just got rid of Austin Eckler.
Yeah, look, it was definitely a risk. I think it's still a risk. All these videos that he's posting, all these interviews that he's having, he's really excited. He's saying that, you know, he's going to be back. Until I see him at practice, limited at least, that's when I was like, okay, he has a real chance of coming. He has a real chance of playing. You know, that's a chance I took purely because I'm already in a playoff position. I'm pretty comfortable with my team. And Austin Eckler was somebody that I thought can push me over that line to kind of get me into that championship if he does come back. But we'll see.
Close to return. We'll see if it's actually going to happen. Mm-hmm. Mark Ingram, J.K. Dobbins, both tested positive for COVID.
Crazy.
Which means they will be out for a while. I mean, you have to clear a lot of different tests and protocols when you test positive.
Yeah, it's a short week as well.
Yeah, it's a short week. They definitely won't play this week. That is a hint to a waiver wire target. And Adam Thielen also placed on the COVID reserve list. We don't know if he tested positive. We don't believe so. It's probably through tracing, but you do need to know, and it is something to monitor. You need Adam Thielen right now. You need to play him.
Yeah.
Another guy you probably need to make the playoffs is Juju Smith-Schuster. What's going on with him?
Just didn't practice on Monday, and I personally don't think he's going to be gearing up to play on Thursday. It's a short week once again. Yeah. They're playing the Steelers on Thanksgiving. So I personally think that, you know, it's risky. It's risky, you know, like,
yeah.
That's basically all I can say. We have to monitor this throughout the whole week. If he does practice, I think once or twice before the game, I think he'll be a full go. But if he doesn't, then, you know, look for other options.
Yeah, for sure. Kyler Murray, that right shoulder issue. Cliff Kingsbury hopes he responds well on Wednesday from what he said. We don't really know if that's good news or bad news. Mm-hmm. I think we all assume he's going to play through it, but will that affect his fantasy output? Will that affect DeAndre Hopkins? I really believe that last Thursday, DeAndre Hopkins' night was heavily affected because Kyler Murray obviously knew he couldn't throw the way he normally did.
Yeah.
So it's something to monitor. Christian McCaffrey, this is really frustrating. If you own Christian McCaffrey, if you have been waiting on him.
That's terrible. That's a terrible idea.
It's just, it's frustrating. And look, it's not looking like it's going to get much better. For this week. It looks like he's not going to play this week. Yeah. It's unlikely, which means you're going to have to wait for him after the bye as well, which then means, Vidhaki, the first time you're going to be able to play CMC is in the fantasy playoffs, week 14.
Which could be a plus, because I think this is what's going to happen. He won't play next week or this week. He has the bye. He technically rests for 3 weeks. Comes back from the bye, and you're going to be able to play him really strong with confidence. I don't know his schedule at the top of my head, but no matter what, it's CMC. So he's going to put up points.
Yeah.
You just got to be patient.
All you got to do is just wait for him to come back. And if you're in the playoffs, you'll be fine. Julio Jones is a game time decision. That hamstring has been bothering him. And that is concerning. We did talk about it yesterday. We don't have any new news for you. But it is something to be aware of. And guys, you need to know that the schedule is a little bit different this week because of Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, by the way. Mm-hmm. If you are listening to this and it's before Thanksgiving, hope you're having the best time with your family or with friends or whatever it may be. Eat a bunch of food, take a nap, watch football. Yeah. But it's a fun day because we have three games. We have three games on Thanksgiving. We got the Texans and Lions in the morning, the Washington football team and the Dallas Cowboys in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. And then at night we have the Ravens Steelers. From a fantasy perspective, you just need to be aware that they're playing on Thursday. You need to make any moves or any roster changes. Yeah. Maybe the trade deadline is this week for you. Whatever it looks like, you need to be aware, right? This is don't check it on Friday because you could have really screwed yourself over.
Absolutely. I really encourage everyone that's listening now to set your lineup in advance, because it happens. You forget, family comes over. Obviously, in this whole COVID situation, it could be a little bit different. But family comes over, maybe you go to somebody's house, you know, in a safe environment, and you just forget. You don't check your phone, you're having conversation, blah, blah, blah. Double check it, set it now. Say that, act like these guys are going to play.
Yeah.
Or whoever is out, act like they're not going to play. And then boom, set your lineup.
Boom. That's all you got to do. Hey, the easiest way to keep up with all things fantasy football, guys, is to follow us on all of our social media accounts. You can follow us on Instagram at Fantasyland Football. Twitter is at Fantasyland FB. You can watch the podcast on YouTube if you would like to see our faces. Or you can listen to the podcast on any podcast platform in the world. And by the way, we just started TikTok. That's right. We have a TikTok. It is in our Instagram bio, and we are not the TikTok generation. We are just the generation before the TikTok generation, but we're going to try and post really creative, great advice on that TikTok, as well as, you know, funny things that we come across. So make sure and give us a follow. That link is in our bio on Instagram or on Twitter. So if you'd like, give us a follow. We'd love to have you. Let's talk about waiver wire targets.
Just pick them up, pick them up, pick them up, pick them up, pick them up. Oh my God.
Okay, we're going to tell you who you need to be picking up this week, week 12. Now, listen, guys, we try to do our absolute best to find people who are available in most leagues. Some guys might not be on the list because we probably assume that they're already rostered. For example, Curtis Samuel should be rostered in every league. Mike Williams, Dallas Goedert, etc. These are guys that might be available if you have a smaller league, but they probably should be rostered.
Yeah.
So we're going to take you through some of our waiver wire targets. We're going to tell you how high or how low we rank them, and hopefully it helps you make a decision tonight to pick up the right people. Badaki, start us off with our first waiver wire target.
Yeah, this guy, excuse me, is coming off of a bye week. He's coming off of an injury as well. He's only rostered in 52% of the leagues, and it's Deebo Samuel. And Deebo Samuel is really interesting for me purely because, you know, Brandon Ayuk is still on that COVID list. He was on the COVID list on the
bye.
He got put back onto the COVID list during the bye week.
Yeah.
He missed a Thursday night game due to being on the COVID list or having COVID. Mm-hmm. We actually really don't know.
Yeah.
But look, Deebo Samuel, if Brandon Ayuk is out, is going to be the most experienced receiver on this team. Obviously, yeah. Jimmy Garoppolo is in question to play at all, or he could be done for the year. George Kittle is out. You know, we expect Raheem Mostert to come back, but if he doesn't, then I think Deebo Samuel is a good pickup, personally. Like, once again, only rostered in 52% of the leagues. That's really all, you know. Like, once again, this is waiver wire. Not as exciting as you probably expect it to be, but Deebo Samuel can be a good flex option for you this week coming up. He's not super high priority for me. I think there's one guy in the receiver position. He's probably, you know, midway, 6-7, 5-6-7, around there.
Probably wouldn't spend any fab on him.
No.
Yep. All right, our next guy is Michael Pittman Jr., and this is the third week in a row that Michael Pittman Jr. has been on the waiver show. And look, he's only rostered in 34% of leagues, so we're going to keep talking about him. Last week, he was rostered in 9% of the leagues, so people obviously have found out about this guy a little bit. But he's a talented rookie, and he's had back-to-back great games. On Sunday, he had his first career touchdown, and it was a really great play as well. Like, it was one of those plays where you're like, this guy's athletic. Yeah. You can see him getting in space and making moves. Obviously, similar to his college teammate, Chase Claypool. And, man, what a rookie class this is. What a rookie class of wide receivers we have.
Yeah.
But if he's still in your waiver options, then now is the time to probably grab him. His rest of season schedule looks like Tennessee, which is second worst against wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Houston, which is the ninth worst against wide receiver. They play them twice. And then he plays Las Vegas and Pittsburgh, which are in the bottom half as well. So all great games, excuse me, to take a chance on a guy who it looks like he is getting more and more involved in the game plan. For me, I look at this list, and I think he is in the top five for sure on this list for me.
Yeah,
I am absolutely willing to spend 20% of my fab on a guy like this because if I need a wide receiver, he's a guy I feel comfortable plugging and playing and getting at least 10 points a game from here on out.
Say no more. Yeah, I love Michael Pittman Jr. I think I said it, you know, multiple times on the podcast, but I love his vlogs. I love watching him on YouTube. We just got engaged. Congratulations. I ruined that experience for Zach when he got his first touchdown because, you know, he watches the game on a little bit of delay and we have a group chat. But look, Michael Pippen Jr., I love him. He's definitely a top priority. I think he's the number one priority receiver for me on this list. Let's go to my guy here. Ooh. This guy, he has to be, in my personal opinion, he is the number one priority on this list, in my opinion.
Wow. Number one, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Gosh. Purely because he is, one, super talented. He catches the ball in the backfield. And he's only rostered in 30% of the leagues. And I also just traded for him, surprisingly. Like, who would have thought for that? James White. James White, obviously.
Okay.
Rex Burkhead is injured. He's out for the rest of the season with, you know, that torn ACL. Damian Harris, he's been doing his thing. He's been, you know, getting the ball a whole lot. But if you watch that Patriots game against the Texans, obviously they were down, okay? Mm-hmm. So they ended up resulting to throwing the ball more. James White is going to be utilized. No matter what, James White will be utilized. You know what? I had the stats here, but it just went away. Give me one.
You mean for his last game? He's got 19 rushing yards and 64 receiving yards in his last game, 11 total touches. And obviously, that could probably go up with Burkhead out.
Exactly. So I think of James White kind of filling in that Burkhead role where Burkhead is going to be getting those. You know, he gets those deep down passes like Rex did, and he got those two touchdowns our last game. That's what I see James White kind of coming into. So he did all right. He was six for 64 against Houston. I just think he is the highest priority here for me. There's a lot of value in James White. He is going to be an amazing and a must
PPR start league as well.
Yeah, he's going to be a must start flex position and a must start waiver wire for me.
Yeah, okay. I like it. I think I would love to see the Patriots give Damian Harrison, you know, a little bit of an opportunity to be more involved in the pass game, but you're right. I don't think it happens. I do think that James White will take all of that work. Our next waiver wire target is Wayne Gallman.
Give it to Wayne. Come on.
Give it to Wayne. Look, Wayne Gallman was on our waiver wire show last week. Mm-hmm. Yes, he was. And I hope that you got him because he had a bye week. A lot of people probably weren't necessarily too fussed. Maybe they were just like, nah, he's on a bye. I don't really care. Right. But if you were able to grab him, now you've got a starting running back for the rest of the season. Mm-hmm. And to me, we talked about this on the show last week. He's the guy there. Devontae Freeman's not the guy. Obviously, he's still on IR. But even when Devontae comes back, I think Gallman's shown enough to continue to be the number one guy there. 19 touches in his last game. And even when Freeman was playing, he was getting a lot of touches. He scored touchdowns in at least three of the last games. And he's been consistent. And that's what you're looking for in a running back, especially if you're in a desperate position. Maybe James White for me is someone I'm looking to grab. But I think Wayne Gallman is someone I would rather have over James White because of the volume. Because there's no one else who's going to take that volume from him. He's getting the work in both areas. Go ahead. I know you want to say something.
No, as much as, you know, I definitely do believe that. And I think he's going to get the volume. I think he's going to get the work. I think when I think of, and I'm still thinking.
Lots of thinking.
No, but when I think of the gameplay, I think that the Giants are going to be playing down a lot. Same thing with the Patriots. When the Giants play down, they're not going to result to the run. They're going to result to passing and the result to Danny Dimes doing the RPO, where James White, clearly when they're down, when we saw last week, they're throwing screens. You know, they're throwing the quick passes to James, and he's going to be that guy. I think that's my thought process. I still love Wayne Gallman. Don't get me wrong, and I think he's a great option. Yeah, I see it.
Yeah, for me, he's pretty high on that priority. I mean, look, I don't think you go wrong with James White, Wayne Gallman, or the next guy we're going to talk about. Mm-hmm. I think these three guys, however you want to rank them, if you get one of them, then you're in a pretty good space for a running back position. So with that being said, but I could take it away for the next one.
Yeah, absolutely. So our next guy here is Gus Edwards, only rostered in 18% of leagues. Obviously, we heard the news of Mark Ingram and J.K. Dobbins on the COVID reserve list. And look, this is interesting purely because I think he is a one-off play. He's a one-off player. Mm-hmm. I think that he's really going to be an impact for your team this week. And I think that's why he's really high on the priority for us, because if you need a win, I think he can get you a win. He's been that guy that finds the end zone. He's been that guy that has been getting goal line touches, not from last week's game. Once again, it's not really interesting to have Gus Edwards, but it is.
It's not an exciting waiver wire pickup, let's be honest.
Yeah, exactly. But this is somebody that can win you your week purely because, you know, the Ravens are playing on Thursday night. There's no other back. They're playing the Steelers. It's going to be a hard fighting game. They could be giving him the ball in the backfield. There's so many different options that Gus can play in this offense. We just have to see what's going to happen. Once again, is like you said, it's not an exciting waiver wire, but he can really play a factor in this week's game.
Yeah, look, it really is a 1 or 2 week rental, and what value there is against the Steelers is hard to say, but it's not an attractive pickup. It's not a sexy pickup, but it might get the job done.
It is what it is. It is what it is.
All right, let's talk about Nelson Agholor. Been on the waiver wire show again. Well, in the past, excuse me. He's been on this show before.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, Nelson is just on or off, and that's the issue, really. That's why he's not so high on this list for me. He's currently rostered in 15% of the leagues, but let me explain to you what I'm saying when I say he's either on or he's off. To be fair, he has scored a touchdown in more games than he has not. What does that mean? In 6 games this year, touchdown. In 4 games this year, no touchdown. Okay? But when he doesn't score a touchdown, it's typically a terrible game. A terrible game.
Right.
Let's have a look at the week 2. Week 2, for example, no touchdown, under 3 points. Week 3, no touchdown, just over 5 points. How about week 8? Not a catch at all. Of course, the weather had a lot to play in Cleveland there. And then let's have a look at week 10. Yeah, a lot of you guys probably started him in week 10 against Denver as a waiver wire pickup. And he got you 1.8 fantasy points. If he scores a touchdown, you're cheering. And he's actually an amazing flex. But the issue is that there's a lot of inconsistency there.
Yeah.
But for what it's worth, he is absolutely the second favorite target in this offense behind Darren Waller. Without a doubt. He is that guy. It's not Henry Ruggs this year. I think Ruggs is more talented, but it's not Henry Ruggs this year. It's not anyone out of the backfield, unfortunately, for Josh Jacobs owners, as much as we'd want it to be. But Nelson Agholor is that second favorite target. And for me, it's not too high on my priority. He's probably in the bottom half of the guys that we're talking about this week. But as a wide receiver, I think if you don't get Michael Pittman, then this is a guy to consider if you do need a wide receiver. So for me, again, I'm not spending any fab. He's not super high on my priority, but he is a name to be aware of if you do need a desperation wide receiver play.
I like it. I love Nelson Agholor. I was watching the game, and I remember telling myself a couple times, I wish Nelson's on my team. And
yeah.
I think it's a great pickup there. My guy, only... Okay. Listen to this. This guy is only rostered in 9% of leagues, okay?
What?
Only 9%. He's an ageless wonder. He plays the Miami. Oh. He plays Miami at home.
Which
sounds interesting. He was 15 for 61 and a touchdown. He had 15 fantasy points in week 11.
You're speaking to my freaking waiver wire heart.
It's Frank Gore, the tank, the ageless wonder.
Oh, no.
Look.
The Jets?
I love Frank Gore this week, and it sounds crazy. I personally think this could finally be the week that the Jets win. It sounds crazy, and I know I said this before. They played really great against New England. They played somewhat decent against, who did they play? I forgot who they just played.
The Chargers.
Yeah, they played somewhat decent against the Chargers, and I believe this could be their first win. at home against Miami. Tua lost his confidence. We went through this whole rant, you know, what's going to happen.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
There's a lot of opportunity here for Frank. His one last shot to have another big game.
Yeah.
It's not an exciting pickup. I would still rather have the other three over Frank Gore. But
yeah, for sure.
All those three are already not available in your league.
Yeah.
Frank Gore is a good, you know, very, very low flex option for you this week.
For sure.
If something doesn't work out your way.
I agree. And I think obviously LaMichael Perine's injury really helps this case.
Absolutely.
You know, he's got the ankle injury. We don't know how long he will be out or if he will miss time, but it looks like he could.
No, he definitely will.
So if he does... Yeah, that volume is going to be much higher for Frank, and that's what you need for old Frankie.
Old Frankie.
All right. Russell Gage, wide receiver for the Atlanta Falcons. Look, rostered in less than 45% of leagues, and the only reason that this is even on this list, the only reason Gage is on this list is because of Julio Jones' hamstring injury, okay? Guys, if Julio plays, then Russell shouldn't even be talked about.
Right.
Okay? No disrespect to him. He's a good wide receiver. But it's more, where's the volume? The volume's going to go Julio, then it's going to go Calvin, and then it might go Hayden Hurst. And there's not going to be much volume left. But if Julio Jones is indeed out, then Russell Gage is a really decent flex play. Last week... When Julio missed so much time in that game, only had two targets for Julio last week. Russell Gage had a team high in targets with 12 targets. Picked up 7 receptions, so had a really decent outing. For me, I don't want Julio to miss any time.
Yeah.
Because when Julio's on the field, Calvin is much better. And when Calvin is on the field, Julio is much better.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, if Julio's out, I like Russell Gage as a decent flex play, but for me, he's one of the lowest guys on this list because he's virtually unplayable when Julio does play.
Yeah, this is just a just in case. If you have Julio Jones and you're skeptical, pick up Russell Gage as a just in case for this 1 week. Take it with a grain of salt. We're not saying Russell Gage is going to be this amazing guy. Russell Gage is just in case.
You smart. We need to get that as a soundbite. You smart. You smart. Loyal.
You point. You smart. You looked straight into the camera. You
smart.
Smart.
Yeah.
All right. Jordan Reed, once again, not too exciting. 14% he's rostered in 40% of leagues. Obviously, this tight end position is absolutely terrible. George Kittle out for the rest of the season.
That's terrible. That's a terrible
That's
idea.
That's terrible. Do you have a short terrible. One?
That's terrible. That's terrible. That's a terrible idea. That's not terrible.
Oh. It's not. Yeah, look.
All right, we're having some fun. Go ahead.
Yeah, Jordan Reed is not the most exciting guy, but look, I think he has a great opportunity this week. He's coming off a bye. He's clearly healthy. You know, he played 2 games or game and a half straight, kind of. And that's kind of what you want. Who are the 49ers playing this week? Can you tell me?
I believe it would be Seattle this week.
Seattle's playing the Eagles Sunday night.
Oh, then it would be Green Bay.
Green Bay.
No, it wouldn't be. I'm reading the completely wrong team schedule. Who are the 49ers playing? Let's have a look.
Look, once again, he's not an exciting guy to pick up.
No.
He's not high on my priority. This is probably the very last guy.
They play LA. Oh, no.
He's definitely the very last guy in my priority list for you to be picking up. But once again, these are options. These are options. Let's say you are somebody struggling. You know, you have, obviously, Noah Fant has been in and out of games these three weeks. He's struggling, and you feel like he's going to go down again. Jordan Reed could be this guy. Rob Gronkowski didn't do well this past week. Obviously, he's going to do something better. Austin Hooper didn't do too well due to the weather conditions. There's a lot of tight ends that didn't really do too much this week. So Jordan Reed could be this guy that can kind of fill in and be this sleeper.
Could be, yeah. And I guess, guys, you know, like the reason we bring names that we're not hyped about is because you're probably going to hear about them anyway. And we want to make sure that you hear our thoughts regardless. And we may not be excited about Jordan Reed, but there might be someone else who is. Mm-hmm. And we just want to let you know that it might not be worth any fab. Definitely isn't. And should be the lowest of your priority if you're in a desperate tight end position. But our last waiver wire target, you're going to love hearing this if you've listened to our waiver wire show, is Jalen Reagor. I know. But look, he's still not rostered in a lot of leagues, guys. He's still not rostered. And this is the fourth week in a row he's on this show, the waiver wire show. But 6 targets the first week back, 7 targets last week, and just under 10 points. The question for all the wide receivers in Philadelphia, specifically Jalen Reagor, is will the points follow? Right? Targets are great. Will the points follow? Mm-hmm. And I think the reality is we just don't know. We don't know the answer.
Yeah.
But what we can tell you is that the rest of the season schedule is really great. Let's have a look at it. Seattle this week, Green Bay next week, which isn't the best matchup, but after that, it's New Orleans. They haven't been great against the pass. Arizona, which is the 6th worst against pass, and Dallas, which, as you know, is in the bottom 5 in the league. So what are we looking for in fantasy? Volume and matchups. So he's got volume. He's got matchups. Will the points follow? We couldn't tell you for sure, but he is a great pickup if he's still available in your league. I am happy to say that he's not my top wide receiver option.
Okay.
I do think Michael Pittman is the top wide receiver option.
Yes.
Out of all of the wide receivers on today's show.
Yeah.
But let me ask you, Badaki, if you're in a position where you could pick up Deebo Samuel, Jalen Reagor, Nelson Agholor, who are you picking up out of those three?
I personally like Deebo Samuel.
Okay.
And that's purely because I don't think there's any competition there for him. I think he's going to get the ball regardless. He's going to be working to that offense where Jalen Reagor can, you know, be missed out, can miss out due to everyone coming back. Ertz is coming back.
Yeah.
Obviously, Alshon. And Nelson Agholor, just very inconsistent. I think when Deebo is back, he can at least get you, you know, 8 to 10 points at least.
For sure. I feel you. Look, I think you can spend fab on him. No more than 10-15%. Maybe you've saved fab and there might come a point where you just need to use it.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as a priority, he should be in the top 5 this week for sure.
Yeah.
Now, guys, just want to remind you, you can support the show. Right, Badaki? So what does that mean when we say you can support the show?
Look, patreon.com/fantasyfam. Patreon.com/fantasylandfam is a great way to support the show. If you like what we are doing here, giving you fantasy football advice, giving you fun drops, like you like the fantasy gaming that we're doing, look, it's just a way that you can support the show now and for the future. Essentially,
yeah.
If you love fantasy football, we love fantasy football. We love to give you fantasy football content. And we're just excited. We're really excited and we're happy that we've created this amazing community that we have. And we would love for you to be a part of that.
Yeah. And just one last time, what's the link to find it? Just so no one's confused.
Fantasyland. you got me confused again. Nah.
What's the link?
The link is patreon.com/fantasylandfam.
Okay, love it. All right, guys, don't miss the next episode. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about our league a little bit, and we're going to switch it up. We're actually going to cover every single matchup this week on the show. No more trade targets, and the reason is most people's trade deadlines would probably have already passed, okay? Yeah. And we've helped tons with trades, and we hope that we can continue to do that. But what we want to do is we want to cover every single matchup in detail. So we're going to talk about the league. We're going to cover all the matchups tomorrow, including Thursday night football. And just a friendly reminder, we are giving away a signed Davante Adams jersey on this Sunday. We are after Sunday night football.
Mm-hmm.
We're giving away a signed Davante Adams jersey. Link is in our Instagram. You can find it there or on Twitter to enter. Love you guys. Thanks for listening to the show.
Yeah.
Hope you have a great Tuesday night. Hopefully you pick up the right guy on your waivers. And anything you want to say to send the people off and have a beautiful Tuesday afternoon slash night?
Stay safe. Use hand sanitizer. Try to be 6 feet apart. Over here, we like to say 1.5 meters in Australia. I would say wear a mask, but that's really controversy for some people. If you like to wear a mask, wear it. If you don't do it.
You do you.
Yeah, you do you. It is what it is.
It is what it is. All right, guys. Much love. Have a great Tuesday night. We'll see you tomorrow. See you there.
See you there.
Hey, yeah, you, the one listening to this podcast, you made a good decision today. Keep making those good decisions. You know what? Go ahead and do a little dance right now, like no one's watching, because you deserve it.